Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show is a gentleman right next to me here. This guy right here, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the iconic actor, here with you again for another week. We're talking sports. We're talking we're talking motion pictures and things, too, but predominantly sports. Got a big guest coming up today. Fred, first, how are you?
Oh, I don't know. I think I'm all right.
Good.
Weathering yet another series of events.
That's good. It's a good week for you. We got David Vasse, who is going to be with us, the great American sportscaster, sports commentator. He currently, we know him, you know him for a long time. He serves as the Dodgers reporter, Los Angeles Dodgers reporter, host of Dodger Talk on AM 570 LA Sports, Major League Baseball. David joined the Major League Baseball Network in March of 2013. But you knew him before that. He was a producer on Sportscast and did a lot of work in sports all over. Am I right, Fred?
I think he's the best go-by guy here in Los Angeles and the best in sports that I know of.
Well, I guess I'm not in the running then, is that correct?
You're a different category.
Oh, thank you. Okay, good. Don't mention the category. That's all I got
to
say.
Well, I was about to. About to blow your cover.
That's okay. Thank you. Okay, so we got to talk a little football. We're going to talk some baseball, too. Trading deadline kind of calming down, but there's still some guys out there. And, because David Vasse is tied in with the Los Angeles Dodgers, they got a lot of great new expensive players on the team, so we thought we'd find out and get the scoop on what's going on there, right?
Yeah, there's so much busy work. The Dodgers haven't been this busy since, the dam broke in Iwo Jima.
And the Dodgers are good at collecting pitchers with sore arms and then storing them. And we'll get that story as well,
too. We've got about 15 extra pitchers just waiting outside Taco Wagon. I'm
surprised I haven't gobbled up Clayton Kershaw again with another contract. I mean,
he's not hurt again.
They usually sign him quicker, but since he's hurt, they're going to take a longer time so they can figure out how much more can we pay for that sore arm. All right, we're going to get that whole story for you. Stay with us there. Lock it in. We're here for the next hour. I'm Michael Horn. He's Fred Dreyer. Follow Fred at Fred_Dreyer on X, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer.
Hi, Fred Dreyer here to talk about all-natural ingredient Balance 7. Do you suffer from heartburn? Can't eat the foods you like? Then you need Balance 7. Balance 7 improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH balance helps increase my energy, improves my memory, and gives me a great night's sleep. Unlock your immune system with Balance 7. Get better hydration and nourishment during times of stress, too. Balance 7 works. I know because I use it every day. And now you can get Balance 7 and get 15% off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need. In 3 days' time, you will feel the difference. Try Balance 7. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. You have nothing to lose with our money-back guarantee. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. Or go to balance7.com.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
You experiencing pain? Back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain? Pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damage the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com. 310-873-4422.
And welcome back. We're here in the sports lounge. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Fred, we got a great guest, as I mentioned here. We got David Vasse, who's a host of Dodger Talk. He serves as the Dodgers reporter, and maybe he's got some tips on what's going on in baseball. David Vasse, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, great to be with you guys again.
Dave, it's great to hear your voice, brother.
You're a little subdued, Dave. Are you having like a kind of a lull here in the new year?
No. The new year's starting to pick up here, and I feel like in Major League Baseball, it's been a little bit of a lull, but my understanding is everything got pushed back a month, waiting on Ohtani to make his decision. So I think as we get closer to the end of February, we're going to see more guys sign in free agency.
When do pitchers and catchers report? That's when spring training gets underway. Fred and I like to go down, and he takes his catcher's mask, and I check out to see if the arm's got a little something left.
I'm in the far parking lot, Dave.
That's where I'm at too, Fred.
Yes.
We're in the VIP section with Bob Uecker over there.
That's good. But spring training's going to be getting underway soon. Am I correct?
A lot sooner than usual for the Dodgers. The first few days of February, the Dodgers pitchers and catchers are going to have to report because they'll be going to Seoul, Korea. To open up the ring.
Oh, yeah,
right.
I can't wait to.
March,
so Dave, if there's an extra seat, please put a word in for me, would you please?
You can have my seat, Fred, if you like.
Give me a chance to wear my 60s Nehru coat.
Oh, gosh.
How are they coming, Dave Vasse, on making this worldwide? I mean, we've gone to Japan and everything now, playing some games in Korea. They're trying to expand it. They got players now coming in from many different nations.
Yeah, this is a global sport, especially on that side of the world. Baseball is very popular. It is the national sport in Japan still. And obviously in South Korea, a big following when it comes to Major League Baseball. So there's a huge appetite to have these games played over there. And the Dodgers and Padres are going to be the two teams squaring off for two games. And they certainly have the players that will be headliners, like for the Padres, Ha-Sung Kim, and the Dodgers, Ohtani and Yamamoto, of course.
So Yamamoto and Ohtani will be going on this trip, correct?
They will be there. I don't know if Yamamoto is going to pitch, but I would imagine he would pitch one of those two games over there.
Now, Dave, I get a little nervous when it comes down to budgets, and a lot of money was spent. Are these guys worth the money? I mean, we've seen the Ohtani. We don't know much about Yamamoto. What can you tell us?
Well, I had Adam Jones on Dodger Talk last week, and he was teammates with Yamamoto in 20 and 21 when he finished his playing days in Japan. And he was skeptical, and everybody was telling him, this guy's really good, this and that. And then he saw him, and he said, this guy, we could give him two runs, and he would take it from there for seven innings.
Wow.
So he was sold on him, and Yamamoto actually wanted to learn English from Adam Jones. So he seems to be a guy that really wants to assimilate into the culture and really pick up English and be part of the team. Ohtani's one of the best players ever, considering what he's done already. Look, he's going to be a DH. His focus will be there. So we'll have to see what version the Dodgers get, but I would imagine it still will be a great version.
Well, Dave, I tell you, I'm concerned how the Japanese and the Koreans will get along over there. That's my concern.
Really? Is there tension between them? I knew that.
I didn't know that either.
I think there is.
What do you know something? Here's the thing.
I think there is.
We spent a lot of money, and we don't know what's going to happen with Ohtani's arm. I mean, he's going to be able to DH for us, correct, Dave Vassay, for the Dodgers?
I want to get back to this tension. Is there more tension in Fred Dreyer's world between the Japanese and South Koreans than there is between the Horns and the Dryers over here in the United States?
What do you think?
The two great families, by the way, Dave.
Thank you for bringing that up, Dave. Thank you.
I'm glad you put that together in the same breath.
Plus, they have different foods at the ballparks now, and I bet you they're going to pull in a lot of people, of Korean descent, Japanese descent, and everything. There's going to be some good food, I'm thinking, for the fans. I'm looking strictly at the fans when it comes down to the old stomach there at Dodger Stadium. Have you heard? No one's talked about this. Have you heard about some new food venues opening up at the stadium?
I know. Everybody keeps asking me about
yes.
that. I don't know, Mike, but
it's got
to be
sushi, Dave.
One to smell if there is a new one.
Yeah. There has to be sushi out there in left field pavilion.
Something
it just has to be.
They got all the new stands out there. This is going to be kind
this
of fun, I think.
They got
Shake Shack. What else do you want?
Yeah, that's true.
I forgot about that.
I'm voting to bring back Cantor's Deli. Can we do that?
Yeah, sure.
It's always good to have the Cantor's Deli. All right, so let's get into a little bit. This story that came out here, you've probably been talking about this for quite some time, but since you handle and talk about the Dodgers, what's this I hear about Dustin May? Now, here's another guy with a bad arm. The Dodgers spend a lot of money on pitchers with bad arms. This guy didn't pitch last season. He's been off like over a season. They're saying they're going to make him a relief pitcher. Is this the case?
Well, today was the first day that he threw off of flat ground, first day he's thrown the baseball since undergoing Tommy John surgery last year. He did start the season with the Dodgers, and unfortunately for him, blew out his elbow again. And he's a homegrown guy. He has a very awkward and violent delivery. I never thought it was a good sign, despite others celebrating the fact that Dustin May would throw 100 miles an hour the first day of spring training. That's never really a great sign because you want to build up to that.
Right.
But, I mean, you've had two elbow blowouts as a starting pitcher. It makes sense that the Dodgers may have decided that what's best for you to stay healthy is to come back as a relief pitcher and not put as much stress on the elbow trying to build up to a 5 or 6 inning pitcher.
But he's still in the tank, isn't he? I mean, he's not dependable this year, is he?
Not ready to go yet, right?
Today was the first day he started throwing a baseball, so I would say at the earliest he would be back in September.
Just enough time to make that All-Star team.
So here's my problem. Yeah, we have Matt Young on the show. We got a lot of guys that went through Tommy John surgery. They're off for 3 months, 4 months. Next thing you know, they're back there pitching again. What's with the wimps that are playing baseball now? I know they're spending a lot of money for them, but if they can't play, let's, you know, I hope there's insurance that we get on these guys. So at least if they can't play anymore, we get some bucks back. Otherwise, the price of those, the Cantor's Deli and the burgers and the hot dogs is going to go through the roof.
Well, Mike, he's not a high price tag a pitcher. He's still a young kid that never even got close to making the big money that you're talking about. So he's a guy that is drafted by the Dodgers, developed by the Dodgers, but unfortunately has had two major elbow injuries before we could even talk about the big money. And when you talk about Walker Buehler, same thing. He's 1 year away from free agency, so...
Oh, good. He's got. So, Dave, I mean, he's going to be well enough just in time to sign that big contract.
If you want to take that gamble on a pitcher that has come back from two Tommy Johns.
He's been off like 3 years, hasn't he? I mean, come on. When's he going to get out?
That? Are you talking about May or Buehler?
I'm talking about Buehler.
Buehler?
We're going down the list. Sorry.
There's a few of them. There's a few of them, and that's another question as far as why are these guys getting hurt at this type of rate, and I'm not sure what it is, but Buehler's just been out the standard amount of time. He tried to come back at the end of last year, but wisely put the brakes on his rehab at the end of the season.
Well, don't get me wrong. I'm a lifelong Dodger fan. I love the Dodgers. And I love Dave Roberts. Andrew Friedman knows how to grab these pitchers that seem like they're done and bring them back. But now we're spending a lot of money, so I'm just worried a little bit. But, you know, we got a lot of good arms. It's just hopefully they can pitch. We'll talk about the ones that can when we come back. Because in the house here, we've got David Vassay. He's one of the great reporters here, and we're appreciative of him being here on your show, Fred Dreyer. He loves you for some reason.
He's my good friend, and I'm so happy he's here.
Yeah, he's great. And then he gets are we giving away cars on the show for the people that are? No, okay.
Yeah, Korean Gia.
We got some Halloween candy we'll give to him, so stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show, coming to you nationwide, coast to coast, our big weekend edition, flagship station 790 KABC here in Los Angeles. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter. All-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the iconic guy from, by the way, your Hunter show is all over Get TV again. It's on every single day, Fred Dreyer, at 3 o'clock Pacific time, Eastern and Pacific time on Get TV. Well, what's that, Fred?
They tried to rotate it with a couple other shows.
Quincy.
With Quincy
and Kojak.
Specifically, and Kojak. But we prevailed, Mike.
That's good. Our guest is David Vasse. He's a big, by the way, David, I didn't want to bring this up, but I know you're a huge fan of the TV series Hunter.
Oh, yeah. Way better than Chips.
Yeah, see?
Better than Chips.
Yes. A lot of people don't know, but Ponch got his start as a... never mind. It was a takeoff.
Hey, how about this? Mike Horn, do people realize that your man right there, Fred Dreyer, could have been Sam Malone? He was right there with Ted Danson to be Sam Malone on Cheers.
True story, Fred?
Yeah, he knows me out right at the last minute there.
You were up for that role. It's serious.
It was serious.
Vasse knows everything. He goes behind the scenes. He's currently, they use him at the Dodgers to go ahead and investigate everybody. The guy knows everything about baseball.
And to make a six-inning beer run.
That's it, does that too. So David, I know we only got you for a couple of segments because you're a busy guy and you got to get ready for all the stuff going on. So, what's the word on Kershaw? Here's another guy that has a shoulder problem. We don't know if he can pitch. Shouldn't we have him signed by now already in rehab?
Well, look, it's the ball's in Kershaw's court. The Dodgers
really?
Have made it known to him they want him back.
Good.
He's deciding whether or not it's going to be with the Rangers or Dodgers. I just don't feel like the stars are aligning for Kershaw to pitch for the Rangers. By the way, the stadium in Texas, only 20 minutes from his house. That's the appeal. But the Rangers have three guys, speaking of injured pitchers, that aren't going to come back until July at the earliest.
There you
and
go.
They're paying them big money. Jacob DeGrom, Max Scherzer.
Whoa.
And they just signed Tyler Mahle from the Reds. So are you really going to sign a Clayton Kershaw who can't pitch until August? Now you're going to have four guys? I just don't see how that works for the Rangers.
So David Vasse, I shouldn't be ragging on the Dodgers because apparently this is a league-wide problem. Everybody has pitchers that they sign on the DL list, and they pay, you know, Max Scherzer, how much money they pay
well,
that guy.
Well, he's had five of them, hasn't he?
He's had a bunch of operations, hasn't he?
Yeah. I mean, he's old, so he's breaking down, and it just doesn't seem to me that it's a fit for a Kershaw to sign with the Rangers. I just feel like everything is pointing to him coming back to the Dodgers.
And you know what? Here's a key factor. I love Dave Roberts. If there's anybody that can handle a team of personalities and make them play like one unit, my gosh, it's Dave Roberts. He is an unsung, under-recognized hero to put this. This is Major League Baseball these days. Everybody's got a problem. If there's anybody's going to pitch, they're going to pitch for Dave Roberts, don't you think?
Well, I just think Dave has really come into his own and is comfortable not always being the most liked guy. I think he's a guy that is a nice person and wants to try to make everybody happy too often. And I think last year he really started to find himself and realize he can't make everybody happy. And I think his greatest strength is not only does he manage the players, but he knows how to manage the front office as well and manage that relationship.
And if all else fails, Dave, you can always have some of his wine. He has Red Stitch wine. He and the giant great Rich Aurelia have this great label. It's called Red Stitch Wine. He's got a Cabernet, a Pinot, and a Chardonnay. And it's, it, as soon as he gets a port, Fred, you'll be drinking.
Is that Tommy Lasorda's wine?
Well, yeah, Tommy had the good wines from Italy. You know, Dave has got it from Northern California. It's I'm telling you. What about Kike Hernandez? Is he going to re-land with the Dodgers, or is he gone now?
Yeah, I don't see the Dodgers re-signing him because Teoscar Hernandez is going to play every day in the outfield, and they traded for Manuel Margot in the Glasnow deal. They have Chris Taylor on the bench. I just don't see how the Dodgers are going to add another position player. So there's been some rumors about Kike and the Angels, so I kind of feel like the door is closed with the Dodgers.
And Gavin Lux is ready to play shortstop for the Dodgers. You think he's 100% ready to go?
I do not. I do not believe he's 100% ready
to go. Oh, brother, now, now.
We got some problems, Dave. What are we going to do there? We got rid of all the other shortstops.
You still got Miguel Rojas, who's one of the best defensive guys. So I think you're okay.
Okay, so we're fine there. And Mookie Betts going to be at second base now, correct?
You're just trying to find holes anywhere, huh, Mike?
Well, apparently there's a lot of them. Just haven't been looking for them. But here's the deal. The expectations are going to be huge for the Dodgers. I want to be a little realist here. You know, they're still human beings, and we got to get everybody all together here on this, Dave.
I just think the only part of concern may be the left side of the infield defensively if it's Lux and Muncy. The Dodgers are going to have to evaluate that as the season goes on.
Bullpen, the rumors going on that the Dodgers were looking at Josh Hader, and but he wants a lot of money. And
to do what? One inning at a time?
He says, is it true, Dave,
he
that
wants
he'll
a lot of money, but he hasn't gotten anybody to sign on to that program. So his market may bottom out, and the Dodgers may be there.
There you go, because, see, there you go. Their front office is able to make those pickups. Now, Josh Hader has said he will only pitch, as you mentioned, Fred, one inning. That's the max he'll do in a game. Is that really true?
Well, that was the case with the Padres last year, trying to save himself for free agency. Who knows if he signs a long-term contract if he changes the Hader rules?
Yeah.
The Hader rules.
Hader rules. Thank you very
He's
much.
Got his own pamphlet.
People, the players have their own. See, this is the.
It's
I'm
like
telling you.
A manual. You have to. It's a learning a manual when you get an air fryer. It's the same thing with Josh Hader. You need a manual.
And that guy, Bruce Star Gatterall, he originally was going to be a starter, but they said the way he throws, the way you said Dustin May throws, was not becoming to his arm, so that's why they turned him into a reliever, correct?
Yeah, the Twins did. The Red Sox were looking at him as a starter. The Dodgers never saw him that way. And Gratterall did not give up a run in his last 27, 28 innings year as a reliever.
I like the guy.
He's starting to come into his own.
I like that. Now, anything I haven't talked about that maybe.
You know his nickname. Are you aware of his nickname?
No. What is it?
The Bazooka.
Oh, yeah, the Bazooka.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
great.
We knew that.
We knew it,
yeah.
But we forgot it.
That was Fred's nickname in the 70s, the Bazooka.
That was my name, yeah.
That's good. That's good stuff. Now, anything we've missed, is there any kind of something maybe that you've heard that might be ready to come our way for the Dodgers?
Honestly, Mike, I feel like there's not a lot left for them to do except bring back Kershaw and possibly make this Josh Hader signing. And there's also been some buzz about Kenley Jansen being traded from the Red Sox to the Dodgers or Padres. So
what do you think of that?
We're not doing that again, are we, Dave?
Well, I would say the chances are slim, but the Red Sox more than likely will trade Jansen.
But he was pretty good for them, and he was good in Atlanta. He seemed to really come back once he got away from L.A. Maybe he's ready for, you know, dust him off one more, and let's have our old guy, our old closer back.
All-time Dodgers saves leader. He's still got a lot left in the tank.
I knew we'd get up with that in the tank thing. That's a good thing. Dave's got it.
That always works, too, on you.
I love Dave.
That works on you, Mike. It always works. Hey, what about Dusty Baker? He's going to the Giants to manage. Is that it?
No. Front office.
He's like a consultant. I think they want him as a consultant, but I don't think he's all in with that.
Really?
He wants to be on the field, Dave, doesn't he?
Well, they got a manager.
He's done with the field, but I had heard the Giants had offered him some consulting.
In the front office.
Yeah, did he accept that? I wasn't sure.
I heard that he had accepted it and that he was going to be up there.
It's a glorified scout then, or is it just game day?
No, it's in the front. I forget they got some other longtime Giants
there.
They
need some help. They can't get anybody to take their money. Nobody's signing with the Giants, so maybe Dusty can be in those meetings.
Well, the Dodgers completely paralyzed the league when they signed these guys, didn't they?
Yeah, so, you know, we
not
do.
There's a lot of good players out there that nobody is signing.
Cody Bellinger, why did that take so long?
Great question. There's a lot of good players still out there that can be had that should get over $1 billion combined, and I'm not sure why nobody's signing them.
The people are paralyzed in the league, Dave. That's my point.
Let me ask both of you a question. Do you think it takes so long, not necessarily because of the players, not necessarily because of the management, but because of the sports agent being saying, I got to get this amount of money because it's going to give me a little more commission here when I get it? What are your thoughts, Fred Dreyer, on that?
Well, I mean, look, players and their agents have to figure this out. They're not foreign to one another. They're not mutually exclusive from this type of year, what goes on here. They're all playing poker, and are you going to sit tight? Pitchers, Dave, I guess they're somewhat on the goosey side when it comes to getting into camp and getting their work in, you know. So pitchers might be rattled a little bit, but at the same time, anybody can get a 15 minutes if you have enough quarters, you know, to get the batting cages loosened up here in L.A. You know, you're not too keen on having to go to camp just to hit baseballs. You know, so I think that most of these guys are ready to go no matter what.
And Dave, what do you think about the agents? Are they more involved in it?
Oh yeah, big time. And a lot of these big names out there still they're represented by Scott Boras, so
yeah.
He's trying to get the top dollar and market value for them.
Hey, where do we follow you on X?
@TheReal_DV.
Facebook?
That's for your generation, Mike.
Thanks very much, Dave. Always love that. We love you, Dave. We know you got to go. Follow him @TheReal_DV. Thank you so much, David Vasse. You're the best. Thank you.
I'm Chelsea, and a little thing I like about the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is I think it's just a perfect combination of ingredients. The pepper jack cheese and that spiciness of the sandwich. It's the right type of spice and the right amount of spice. It's crunchy on the outside, but then really tender on the inside. And then obviously the pickles on the bottom are iconic. There are too many things I like about it. I don't know if I can finish the thought.
Bring on the spice and order the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guest paid for their testimonial.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples' Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 2/10. Visit staples.com/print for details.
For the second consecutive year, Kia America will support St. Jude Children's Research Hospital with a donation for each new eligible Kia vehicle sold or leased and delivered in the U.S. between November 16, 2023 and January 2, 2024. The minimum $1.5 million donation is part of Kia's ongoing commitment to St. Jude through its Accelerate the Good charitable initiative. Last year, Kia donated $1.35 million and was named the 2023 St. Jude New Corporate Partner of the Year. Russell Wager, Vice President, Marketing.
Kia is proud to once again partner with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital to drive awareness of their all-important mission and provide funds to help children who are our future have a better chance of realizing their dreams by receiving world-class care.
Since 2019, Kia has donated more than $22 million to causes which include treating childhood illness, helping to fight hunger and homelessness, and relief for victims of natural disasters. For more information on how to donate, please visit stjude.org. Sponsored by Kia America.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine. So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
And we are back. It is the Fred Dreyer Show, coming to you from CRN, the Competition Radio Network, nationwide coast-to-coast radio stations around the country. Also, you can get us on everywhere. Amazon Echo, Google Home. Go to your cell phone, dial #250. It's a call, #250. Hit send, and then listen. When the call is answered, they say, what's the keyword? You say CRN. And our app will be loaded to your phone, and you can take us with it wherever you go. Yeah. Also on Facebook Live, you can check it out on YouTube. Just about everywhere here, I'll tell you. It's really something else. So, Fred, let's take a look and see what the neighbors are saying, because we got a lot of people that want to chat with you here. Rachel, let's see. She says, hello, Fred Dreyer. How you doing today?
Very well. Very, very, very well.
Also, greetings from Katrina is there to both of us. And also Bruce saying hello from New Mexico. Shannon says, how about those Bills? And Shannon, apparently a Buffalo Bills fan. We picked the Bills last weekend, didn't we?
We did indeed.
I don't know how we do this.
It's one of the only few things we picked.
Okay, so Diane is calling us. She says, greetings from frozen Portland. And I can't believe it's frozen there in the Pacific Northwest. She says, I work for the Portland Trail Blazers, and there's a game tonight. As Fred knows, pro sporting events usually go on regardless of weather. I may not get to hear the whole show today, but I'm quite sure it'll be great as always.
Fabulous. Thank you.
Now, neighbor Paul, who's out, I believe, in the Palm Springs area, the frozen Palm Springs area.
Frozen Palm.
Neighbor Paul says, hi, Fred. Oh, there's more. He says, how would you rate Bob Lee's performance off the bench? Will you tell us who Bob Lee is?
Bob Lee was a backup quarterback. He was with Atlanta. He was with the L.A. Rams as a teammate to me. And he was with the Minnesota Vikings and played well at times with Minnesota. And he's no longer in pro sports.
Okay. So, but he had a good performance off the bench?
Yeah, he was good off the bench.
Towards the end of the game, he was good as he spike-lead the football. Okay, Nikki says hello from Nebraska. Lori is saying hello from the land of the amazing Caitlin Clark. And she's wondering if you're considering, Fred, apparently it's coming up, attending the Hollywood show.
Sex change operation?
No, the Hollywood show in early March. It's going to be in Hollywood, California, and she's hoping maybe you're going to be there with Stephanie Kramer.
I have just been contacted by them. And
you going?
If I don't see any reason right now that I would not go.
So yeah, that's good.
It's not official yet, but probably.
All right, Rachel Joan G. Shelley says, my daughter Katrina and I are both listening in Birmingham, Alabama. We appreciate that. Janine is...
How's the backlash on losing your great Hall of Fame coach back there?
You're talking about in Alabama?
Yeah.
That's a big thing, huh?
That's not an easy thing to let go.
Where's he going? Where's Nick going?
He's
going
to show up somewhere. He's just not going to go fish.
Yeah. Nick Saban's there. And Jeannie Wilcox Chase is saying, greetings from Central Coast of California. Good wines there. Martine says, hello, Fred and Mike. Nice to have you on. She's at Cape Canaveral. We got Jeannie says we have season tickets to the Dodgers. Can't wait for the season. So apparently a lot of people buy.
Many of us can't wait for the season. I can't wait for the hype that Dave Vasse is going to supply for us.
It's going to be good. Pamela Johnson is there. She says, hi, Fred and Mike. Wondering if Fred has any comments or memories of playing against veteran quarterback Norm Snead, who passed away Sunday at the age of 84.
I heard about that, yeah.
Played with the Eagles from 64 to 70, the Vikings in 71, the Giants, you may have known him there, 72 to 74, the 49ers in 75, back to the Giants in 76.
Yeah, Norm and I were two passing ships in New York. Okay. I was gone, and he showed up.
Charles is writing to us, and he says, Eric Estrada did play on Hunter as Detective Navarro.
Yeah, he did.
So that's very sharp there, Charles.
Yeah, he was good. We had fun.
By the way, don't forget, GetTV has your show Hunter on every day, Monday, 7 days a week at 3 p.m. Jeannie says, Mookie is talking about Mookie Betts on the Dodgers, I guess, could probably play second base and shortstop both at the same time and still handle it perfectly. It's probably true.
Well, what's his name? Lutz?
Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts.
No, the Dodgers shortstop.
Oh, Gavin Lux, L-U-X.
L-U-X. Yeah. Well, he's
still not ready.
He's got an opportunity to come in here after a year. It'll be a year now here in April. But he has the opportunity to come in and take the shortstop position. I don't know if he will or not, but he's very capable of doing it.
Apparently we struck a nerve here today because Charles is saying that Eric Estrada did play on Hunter as Detective Navarro, played in a three-part episode. Do you remember that, Fred?
Gee, we had three-parters. Yeah.
Couldn't get it all in.
Yeah, we had
one more day.
Yeah, if you'd have showed up, we would have written a story about you.
Back in the day, you guys used to do 30 episodes a year, was it?
No, 22 always.
That's only a 22?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so Rach just says, I'm a huge fan of the television series Hunter. My favorite in the show is Stephanie Kramer and Fred Dreyer. And she also likes watching Land's End, which is on TV, too. I forget what network that's on.
Isn't that on the Hulu? Isn't that on Hulu?
Maybe it is on Hulu. Maybe you're on a streaming service. By the way, speaking of Hulu, let's get into that because we got a lot of comments here. And by the way, you can follow us on follow Fred on X at Fred_Dreyer. But you can watch this show. People watching it on Wednesday, they say always they seem to like that show, and they watch it on Facebook Live, so you can see that. Here's the deal: there's a lot of games were played last weekend, and one of the games was played on Peacock, and apparently, people were ticked off on the Peacock game that was there and highly anticipated Dolphins, Kansas City. I was thinking Dolphins. You talked me out of it. You talked me down and said Kansas City. And it cost $5.99 a month. You had to sign up to get Peacock to see this game. And over 1,300 people reported having streaming issues. And they also couldn't see the show. And there were about 300 before the game started, according to a site called Down Detector. 75% of the users reported issues with the video streaming, 16% with the app, 9% with the website. People also reported their TV screens were stuck, frozen on buffering during the game while using Peacock. And so it garnered 23 million total viewers. But what do you think? It should have been on regular TV.
Do they keep doing that? You know, the
marketing move. They think that you'll pay the $5.99 to hook up to Peacock.
Well, if people who have Peacock,
yeah,
if they have regular channel 4, 7, 2, and 11, why don't they just do that instead of paying the extra?
Because they want you to hook up to Peacock and pay the money, and then you'll become a subscriber.
Well, guarantee me that I'm going to get the service I want off of Peacock.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, and I think it's there. I think Hunter, because Peacock is sort of NBC-related, Hunter is parked there on Peacock. You can watch the episodes if you're – you might even get them for free if you go to Peacock. So
I never thought of that.
That's probably genius that they talked about. It's a good idea,
it's
right?
Incredible,
yeah,
it's Mike.
It's good.
It's the reason that you're sitting over there.
Thank you. So the Packers-Cowboys, and I told you, Fred, I said, look, if there's going to be one upset, it's going to be the Packers. And then you said, well, the Cowboys. And so I said, yeah, no, the Cowboys are really good. Oh, boy, their season is done. Packers annihilated them. You know,
they're finished, I think.
Yes. 40 million viewers watched that Packers-Cowboy game. It's really something else.
That was the first half.
Yeah, it was, actually.
And then the second half, 40 left the viewing.
The weekend staff on Fox and Friends, they have it on the weekend early in the morning. Will Cain was on there. Big, he's from Texas, big Dallas fan, and so was Pete Hegseth. But Rachel Campos Duffy, she's from Wisconsin. She says Green Bay is going to win. And then she made some comments about how much she liked the whole Taylor Swift, Jason Kelce thing, commenting on the Kansas City Chiefs.
Aren't you tired of that?
Well,
right?
Tony Dungy came on against that, saying, well, this is stupid, this whole Taylor Swift thing. He thinks it takes away from football for the Generation Zers. And so Will Cain asked Rachel Campos Duffy, well, how many games have you watched because of Taylor Swift? And she said none. So is it good for football or not? What's your thoughts on this? There's always cameras.
No. What are we going to do? We're going to watch sports, or we're going to turn on social media?
Love media.
And talk about her dress and the lipstick she's wearing.
Could be The Bachelor. Is Jason Kelce of Philadelphia, who is retiring now, is he a bachelor?
He should quit tonight. After After he hears this show,
he will.
Just quit, will you, please?
And maybe if he's not married, be The Bachelor. That could be a good one.
That's what I want. I want him to forever wear his uniform while he's watching TV at home and having Taylor Swift cook him his special treats.
Exactly. Going to be quite interesting. Now, let's talk a little bit about the Rams and Detroit Lions game. What did you think of the officiating in that game?
The overview?
Yeah, the overview.
It's the same thing I always say. There's so many glaring. That call where that guy was the DB.
Hanging on
his back as he went into the end zone was just so glaringly incompetent. It wasn't quite as bad, but it was in there. As they say, if you're pregnant, you're pregnant, right?
Yeah,
that's a bad officiating group. That is not what you want in your championship series games.
But hey, Detroit's happy. The coach there, Dan Campbell, they haven't won a playoff game in 32 years. That's back in 1992. I can finally sell my old car, for gosh sakes. They had this 32 years. Come on. And the coach there, Dan Campbell, said, dude, I'm quoting him now, how electric was it out there? He said this in the locker room.
Is that the coach saying, dude?
I'm quoting. He says, dude. He said, it was in the locker room talking to his team. Dude, how electric was it out there? I'm telling you what, it doesn't get any better. It's everything you dreamed of and more. And then he said, I'll just say this. You're good enough for the bleeping Detroit, Jared Goff.
You're
good enough for bleeping Detroit, Jared Goff. And so, as they were building this up, because
what was the vulgar expletive?
Was bleeping, bleeping.
In the F situation?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, so bleeping. And so, there was that whole thing where the quarterbacks trade Matthew Stafford went from Detroit to the Rams, got the Rams in a Super Bowl. Now Jared Goff has went from the Rams then to Detroit, and they didn't think he was going to last there that long. And here he is. He won a playoff game.
I'm still waiting for somebody to in the sport of football to actually invite Taylor Swift to camp.
She will be there, I'm sure.
I want to have her own golf cart.
Kansas City's still
the
going.
Whole
we'll
deal.
See what happens. Yeah. Now Jared Goff. This is Sean McVay, the Rams coach. He went ahead and he said, that Goff said he isn't publicly worried about proving anyone wrong. It was about us. It was not about them. He said it was not about me. It was not about my history there. It wasn't about anyone on their team or any coaches. It was about us. It was about the 53 in this locker room. That's my Mercury 53 Merc. Our coaches in this organization getting a playoff win in front of our home crowd. And some bad calls. No, I put that in the beginning. But Sean McVay was pretty good. He says, I'm not afraid. He says, he acknowledged last week, he said, it doesn't get any better than the way it all went down. He says, I'll acknowledge that. I think he knows that too, talking about Jared Goff. He says, I'm not afraid to admit to those things that Goff was maybe overlooked here at the end, but I think we're all better going through those things. That's kind of a class thing, and there you go.
I don't know if it is or not.
I don't know. Sounded good.
I don't know.
It doesn't get any better than bleeping this. It's like,
Yeah, is that guy, you know, the funny thing is, the players are so stupid and young, you have to hire stupid and young coaches.
That's what seems to work. They want a playoff game. We'll be back. It is the Fred Dreyer Show. Thanks for joining us.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And welcome back. Here we are, the Fred Dreyer Show, coming to you every weekend at this time and taking care of all the business for you. Got a lot of other comments here as we kind of wrap things up here in our last segment. Fred, for example, we have comments here. Peacock football is a joke. That comes from Nikki. By the way, Rach says the television series Land's End is on Tubi. And Charles says, just like the TV show Hunter was on Heroes and Icons and, at one point. And Hunter, according to Martine, 24/7, not only on Get TV, it's also on Peacock. Charles says, choose your one-liner, Fred, that you use on the season. Works for me. So
I don't know if you know, look. What is going on in the media wars here of converting everything that we do and say and think, and converting it over so we can use everything off our cell phone? We want to be able to take this cell phone and do every single thing except urinate and defecate. We want to make sure that all of this stuff that we do now belongs to that netherworld of stupidity and You know, I got a phone call the other day from the bank. It says, you know, we have you down here as overdrawn in your I said, well, you're wrong. Look it up again and realize that it's your error. I'm not pushing you. Well, you can simply hit your telephone, go 888, and you're going to be, I don't want to hit my telephone. I don't do business over the telephone, and I don't watch TV or movies on my telephone. I don't watch sporting events on my telephone. So leave me alone.
All right, there you go, and that's our show. If you miss anything, please log on to our website, TheFredDreyerShow.com. Follow Fred on X at Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Pamela has sent us pictures of Hunter eating food, so we'll go out with that. Fred, final thoughts from you.
The food, I cannot tell if it's fast
apple.
Food. It's an apple.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll have one of those.
It's an apple there. Got another apple there. It's pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
And we'll post these at our Fred Dreyer Show. Oatmeal. You like oatmeal a lot, too. That's always good.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
So check that out. We'll see you next week.